There seems to be a new signpost in the road to the presidential elections. Plus, there's Ted Nugent, new debates over dogs. So let's take a quick check-in in politics to start. New polling from the Pew Research Center shows President Obama and the presumptive GOP candidate Mitt Romney will be spending billions of dollars on just about 7% of voters, the ones who are truly undecided. And both candidates are looking for those voters this week in Lorain, Ohio. Mitt Romney visiting a wallboard factory that closed down shortly after candidate Obama visited in 2008, and Romney went to Lorain specifically because President Obama was there yesterday and told a crowd at Lorain County Community College that he wasn't born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Rick Klein is senior Washington editor for ABC News. Rick, these swing voters, so few of them, Politico is calling them the persuadables and identifying them as downscale Midwesterners, suburban women, and better-educated, higher-income white voters. What does it mean to you that there are so few of them?
There are fewer in each election, I think. It's a more polarized country. And when you really drill down on the demographics, I think that about gets it. I think even more broadly, we're talking about white middle-class voters. They live, obviously, in battleground states. That's the only ones that matter. Economically, they aren't upscale. They aren't quite poor. Majority white, because we know that the vast majority of minority voters are going to go for President Obama. The vast majority of upper-class voters are going to go for Mitt Romney. So it's a shrinking field, and actually visiting places like rural Ohio, that's a place that's actually relatively voter-rich in this kind of environment.
Well, Chris Chalizza of The Washington Post is writing about all this. He says the candidates are going to spend about $2 billion on these, you know, the 7% of the electorate. One, you know, thinks, well, why don't you just give them the money, you know? But he writes that they are so wed to their candidates, others are so wed to their candidates, they won't be able to be peeled away. What can the candidates say to peel away that 7%?
What I think is interesting is you're seeing the two arguments play out in much different ways. As you referenced, President Obama says, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. I think that is a direct reference to Mitt Romney's background. That's how I read it, and saying his background is more indicative of his proposals and the president's proposals to help have government help people get a leg up. And then Mitt Romney's coming back and saying something really interesting. He says, look, I think President Obama's a nice guy, but we just can't afford him, afford four more years of him. He's kind of looking past the personal backgrounds and saying, look, I know I can't connect with you, Mr. Voter, Mr. Downscale Voter, but I know that I have proposals that may work for you in terms of a free market economy and supporting small business jobs, that sort of thing. So don't be fooled by someone you might like more. And he's almost surrendering in the likability argument and just focusing entirely on the economy.
Okay, some of the other things that are out there in politics, some people say they reflect the silly season. Others say it's pretty darn serious, especially the flap over Ted Nugent's comments. He was speaking at the National Rifle Association convention. He was being broadcast to a lot of people who were standing around him and nodding in agreement with things he was saying. He said conservatives need to chop the heads off certain Democrats that he named in November. And then if President Obama gets reelected, he, Ted Nugent, will either be dead or in jail by this time next year. Some people heard that as a threat. The Secret Service is questioning him today about it. The Romney campaign came out and said that they think that negative comments from both sides are bad. Democrats are saying that's not forceful enough. Ted Nugent is a big Romney supporter. Your thoughts?
I think there is a silly season around celebrity surrogates. I think this is even different than Hillary Rosen saying things about Ann Romney. She's at least an advisor to the Democratic National Committee. I think in Ted Nugent's case, he's an aging rocker who happens to be involved in politics. Mitt Romney likes the celebrity star power, as a lot of politicians do, but I don't think it's fair to hold him responsible for everything he says. I think when Ted Nugent he's going to be now questioned by the Secret Service, I can't imagine they find an actual threat there. And I think short of other things Mitt Romney says or people closer to him say, I just don't see much of a scandal in having a celebrity say things that are pretty outrageous.
Well, then you're not going to care that much about dogs. So we'll just take 2 seconds to say that.
I do care about that.
Well, I mean, just in the few seconds we have, Mitt Romney's and his wife, Ann Romney, speaking to Diane Sawyer, not apologizing for putting Seamus in the crate on the roof, and others digging out comments that Barack Obama made about having once eaten dog as a child in Indonesia. Is this going to blow over? Please tell me it is.
I think it's losing its bark, and I think in part that's in part because there's now an effective response for the Seamus thing about the roof on the roof of the car. Now Republicans come back and say, "Well, your guy actually ate a dog."
Oh boy!
And so maybe the silly season this cancels itself out.
We can hope. Recline. Thanks so much.
Thank you.